This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Women's advocates are concerned about the safety of Indigenous women following the announcement that Greyhound bus services are being canceled in Western Canada. Advocates say with no bus service, there are little to no alternatives for safe, affordable, and reliable transportation in and out of communities. The Native Women's Association of Canada says the lack of safe travel creates more vulnerability for Indigenous women, girls, and gender-diverse people, putting travelers at risk to resorting to less safe means of getting around, including hitchhiking or walking on highways. The group adds, there's concern it will make worse the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Advocates are seeking help from the federal government to address transportation needs. Greyhound Canada announced this week the reduction and end of some services. The CBC reports smaller regional bus companies are ready and willing to fill parts of the void left by Greyhound. Officials with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are increasing water releases at dams along the Missouri River. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jeremy Ludeman reports on tribal areas.
The Big Bend Dam is located between the Crow Creek and Lower Brule reservations in central South Dakota. John Remus with the Army Corps says its water releases are related to a Wahi Dam near Pier.
Releases from Big Bend would pretty much mirror Wahi's. As it's a re-regulation dam, what comes in kind of goes out, so it would be very similar. And as we increase releases out of Gavin's Point, we'll increase releases out of Oahe, Big Bend, and Fort Randall to get that water down to Gavin's Point. It would be comparable, not necessarily exactly the same, but similar.
The latest Army Corps forecast shows Oahe releasing water at 49,000 cubic feet per second on July 26th. Big Bend water releases are projected to be at 52,000 cubic feet per second by then. At Fort Randall Dam near the Yankton Sioux Reservation, releases are expected to reach 58,000 cubic feet per second before month's end. Officials say last month's rainfall in the Dakotas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Montana, plus melting mountain snowpack, has led to higher than normal runoff rates. They say there's 25% of space in the reservoirs to catch additional water. For National Native News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman.
The Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission has received a $350,000 grant by the Environmental Protection Agency to help Washington tribes with habitat protection projects. The federal agency and Fish Commission partnered in the 1990s to evaluate environmental conditions, cleanup, and advance water quality. Lorraine Loomis with the Fisheries Commission notes the funds add to state and local efforts. Recent projects include tribal work with Washington State University to examine the impact of polluted stormwater runoff on salmon. 12 native language immersion programs across the country are getting a funding boost from the National Endowment for the Humanities and First Nations Development Institute. The funds are intended to expand and support language and culture education programs in tribal communities. The $90,000 award each can be used for curriculum, technology, and the recruitment and training of language teachers. These are the inaugural grants in partnership between the endowment and the Native organization. The House Committee on Natural Resources is scheduled to mark up the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians Restoration Act Wednesday. The bill extends federal recognition to the Little Shell Tribe. The Montana tribe has been fighting for federal recognition status for decades. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations. Support by Humboldt State University. We know what it means to be rooted in community. You can get your master's degree and amplify your voice without leaving your community. Online program applications accepted from August 1st to 31st at humboldt.edu/socialwork.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.